Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I got some decry for you this morning.
Right.
No
okay,
music.
Well, decry, are you there? Okay, we'll try it again. Good morning and welcome to Mr. Preppin's Radio. I am your host, Mr. Andrea. Yes, with us today, Louis Dobbitt.
People are going to change it. Nothing will be the same. Everyone's changing places. Stop this to the game. People change places. Stop this to the same. Stop this to the same.
Film. I said, don't do it here. Go to the Olympic Auditorium.
So I came to their thing at the Olympic Auditorium, and this is what Jack wasn't in the band then, but I knew Jack anyway. And the band was so nice, and I met people like Gary Tovar, and I started other people asking me to videotape, and that's where it all changed. The second I went from a viewer, a fan, to taking videos, I now did something that I hadn't done in all those 60s and 70s. In 1984, when I brought into the camera, I became part of the scene, and I could never go back to just being a spectator, of course. Once you're in the
right.
scene, you're a person doing something with the scene, probably any kind of music, but you go from spectator to being part of it, photographing it, videotaping it, being a sound person. It's a whole different thing. You then become part of the scene. You're part of it. And again, I say punk rock saved my life. And it just bloomed from there. Everything that I videotaped, and I still have tapes that I have not even digitized and put on the internet, because I kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it.
Well, you
That's
know, I read a list way back in the 80s of over 100 bands that you had filmed, and I believe that list was in 1984. Do I have the right date?
Right. Yeah, so I figured, have done at least 500 different bands.
Wow.
In all these years. And that includes, like, tons of Circle Jerks, and I don't think I might have one thing up of the Circle Jerks. I still have tons of stuff that I have not, you know, found in my, just haven't had time or haven't done it, and I constantly take stuff out. Recently did a couple of weirdos, and I have five other times I taped the weirdos, so I have a lot of stuff that I have. I have it on VHS. I have it on what's called High 8. And then I got a DV camera. And then, of course, now it's HD cameras. Very simple. Listen to the music. You hear it. You tape it. And it's fun. I have fun. And now I just can't even not do it, really. It's so silly.
Well, you know, technology has come so far and such a long way with photography. I mean, I remember a couple times you and I went to shows and you were filming, and I remember helping carry those great big battery packs, and the equipment, everything was so heavy and
right.
Wow.
It was
crazy.
Camera
now, now it's like a little digital camera and boom, you're there for hours,
right.
You know.
But I got some good stuff back then because the very simple cameras had where you could put an extra external mic, and I would just take that external mic and put it in the hi-hat of a monitor and get the perfect vocals. If you look at some of the older stuff that I have, or maybe any of the stuff that I have up on the internet from 1984, and you just find it by looking for Video Lewis or LA Punk 13 or LAPunk13.com. You find all the stuff. I'm on Vimeo. That's where I have my stuff. I'm not on YouTube, just slightly, a few things, and that's another story why I'm not on YouTube. But really, Vimeo is the best way to go. They're really a good company, and I don't really care about the YouTube crap. I have a few things on YouTube, but that's a whole different story. We don't really want to go in. It's stupid. Because Vimeo, it's up there. As long as they have someplace to put the videos so people can see them. If a band would say, I don't want you to put it up because... Oh, there was one I did with a lot of stuff with Brandon Cruz in different bands. And one time when I actually was working at the Key Club for a job, videotaping bands every night, we're basically rock bands, but I think Brandon Cruz's band was there. So I digitized it and I showed Brandon, and he just went crazy saying, "You can't show that. We look so stupid." And, you know, so it's on the upper, it's up there on the internet for him to see and anybody he wants to see with a private. So, or people like the Mau Maus and Rick's Wonderful. But, you know, I have a couple things up, but he really doesn't want it all up there, so I don't do it. So whatever the bands say, if I put something up and I don't even know about a band, or let's say like, I've got this band, Concrete Blonde. I have one song up because Jeanette Napolitano sang a song of Tex and the Horsehead. So I have that up. But I don't have anything else up. I have to ask her. And one time she came into my town of someone's Ahunga, and they had a little rock place, and she played there with her pajamas on. And they, she,
oh, cool.
Her mother came in an RV to see her, but her brother was 11, wasn't allowed to go in. So they waited in the RV, and then I went and got a monitor, because it was right near home, and brought the monitor and showed her mom and her brother the show that she had just done. And her mother said she did it like in flannel pajamas, this only special shows that she would do in Hollywood and stuff. And this is a show I have not looked at in 30 years. I have not know it up. So there's so much stuff that I have, that I know I have, because I do have lists, that I haven't come out with just because I haven't gotten there yet. But if the let's say, again, back to Concrete Blonde, if she should say, it's really nice, but I don't want you to put it up, I would not do it. So I only try to do things with permission as far as I know. And if somebody says it was up, and at the Olympic, one time we did Conflict, because we went there with Gary Tober all the time, we just taped. And when we were finished with the band, we went over there, and they got mad at us and took the tape. Well, then a week later, I was at where they were visiting with Etch in Montrose, which is near my house, and I met the band, and they were real nice. And they played out somewhere in Saugus at a bowling alley, and I taped them. They have that tape, but I have the tape that I had taped at the Olympic. And let's go back now 30 years later. They're so happy, and with Etch communicating with them in England, they said, sure, put it up. So when you go see Conflict, there might have been a conflict, but we're all wonderful friends, and they really appreciate, even though it's many years later. But if somebody says don't, I don't. And, but more recently, I taped a Korean band, punk band. That was, and it was at Dave Travis of Carne Asada's new little place in Cypress Park, Los Angeles, called Cafe Nila, which is a new club.
Right, I love that place.
And they're having a lot of great things there. They just opened, and Dave Travis is also a video person back in the day.
Yes, he is.
And he taped a lot of Black Flag. Let's get back to that. Greg Ginn, I hope no one's listening, but they are, will not allow David to show all the tapes that he, not only did he put on Black Flag live performances like on the truck and stuff, and did a lot of the footwork to get it to happen, and filmed it, and he's not allowed years later to show it because there's this big Greg Ginn flap for everyone, which is a whole different story. People who follow Black Flag will know about that on whoever's side they want to be in. But I'm just throwing that one other thing about our wonderful Greg Ginn, and people like Raymond Pettibone will agree totally about what we're thinking about, because being half-brother, he's had some troubles with that part of the family. And let's go on to something else. This is more punk rock stupidity than it is talking about the good stuff. But the millions of bands that I've, thousands of bands, hundreds of bands I've seen, punk rock has been the most vibrant and still is. And the new bands are great. And so whenever I see a new band and they ask me, I'll try to tape. Been a little slow these days of me taping just because of personal reasons. Not physical, just what's happening. And otherwise, that's all I do, and it's fun. I don't know if you want to put on some music at the end, because I see there's only a minute or so. I don't want to take all your time, but I really appreciate you.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. Well, I'm really glad that you came and shared your story. Wow, over 500 bands you've recorded. That's just amazing. And everybody loves what you've done for punk rock, Louie. And
don't forget the things that we did together back then at the Cafe du Grand. We did the El Duce of the Mentors had a show called The Cold Seat. We might have one up right now. They were pretty outrageous and stupid, and it was wonderful days that don't exist anymore. And these are things why we did it, just so we could see each other and see everything and have the wonderful people that we were with. El Duce, a wonderful person. If anyone would think different, they don't know him. So
he was a wonderful person. And
you said it.
We spent a lot of time working on the show together, and we were all really good friends, you know that. And I think that it's due time to have a little tribute for El Duce, because he was very misunderstood, and he was
You only have a couple more seconds. Don't forget it.
I'm going to finish off the show here with a little Die Kreutzer.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Louie. to thank everyone for tuning in to listen today. Thank you, Lewis, for coming on the show. Very much appreciated. Love your work. And I want to remind everybody to party or go home. And we'll see you next week.
Right.